guess, I mean, obviously, just your thoughts on Gerard and the next man.
I'm not going to speak for Gerard in this at this time, but, you know, I think the defense knows what we have to do. It's always the next man up. It's kind of that philosophy around here. And, you know, if whoever it may be, it's time for them to fill those shoes.
How quickly do you get a sense of who it might be who's called upon to take, you know, I mean, I imagine filling the role of Gerard Mayo is a big deal, you know, and you'd like to know it earlier in the week, or is that when you guys just sort of play it by ear?
You know, I think it's just one of those things that time will tell, you know, who fills that role and who fills those shoes. And it's not just going to be one specific person because, you know, you can't do that with Mayo. It's going to be the whole team that steps up.
You had mostly played special teams this year until the fourth quarter the other day. So yeah. How have you felt in the linebacker role?
I feel comfortable as a linebacker. Come from special teams and whatnot. Coming from the preseason, I feel comfortable getting reps in practice and really harnessing in and practicing and, you know, and watching film this whole season. You know, if it, I'm the guy that has a step up, so be it.
Interior defense has taken some hits thus far, and now you're playing a team like the Jets, which likes to run the ball, so how do you guys combat that?
You know, I think that we just attack this week as though it's any other week. You know, everybody just comes to work, and you worry about yourself, and you can't worry about others, and you know what their role is, whoever it may be, if it's a younger D lineman and whatnot, you try and help them out. But in the end of the day, it's their job to know what their responsibility is, and we all got put on our own shoulders.
Has there been any communication with Gerard, and if so, has he been able to guide you guys along the way, or is obviously he's dealing with surgery and all that stuff right now? But what kind of communication has there been, if any?
You know, we're just kind of letting Gerard just do his own thing right now. He's an important part of this defense, with or without him this week, but you know, he's not forgotten by any means.
Think you would be playing nose tackle and goal line defense?
Nose tackle and goal line, yeah, it's something new, huh? But it's fun. Any way I can get in there, I'll take it. So called me the praying mantis during practice. So I just shoot, man. Speed would be the key there.
Dane, you guys as linebackers, do you try to learn as much as you can about each of the positions in case of situations like this?
I think especially as a linebacker, you have to know what everybody's doing, especially other linebackers. So, you know, if one guy goes down, you got to know what the Sam, Mike, the Will's doing so you can fill in that role. And on top of what the D-line's doing, you got to control them and the secondary as well.